Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's 10th annual client conference in beautiful San Diego, California. And in the virtual studio lounge, we have Mr. Hal Barnabas, Corelation's CFO. Hal, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you believe it's been 10 years since you guys started your conferences? My gosh, time flies.
No, I can't. And this is my fifth conference, which I can't believe.
It's just, I mean, time is going by so fast and you guys have grown so much. And on that note, I just want to say, how's the conference going? Because we've been talking to everybody about the hybrid approach that you guys are having this year as opposed to previous years. So how is that whole thing going? And then the conference environment in person as well?
Mike, I think it's going extremely well. We weren't sure if we were going to have a live conference this year at all. So, you know, last year our conference was just virtual. Yep. And this year it was touch and go. We had a lot of people interested and we were concerned that maybe some people would cancel at the last moment, but we actually had more people enroll later.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, and there's quite a few people here, you know, obviously not as much as there was in 2019.
Yeah.
But there's still a fair amount of traffic. I'm sitting here in the room with the vendors and I see a lot of people walking around.
Oh yeah.
It's actually very good. It's going better than I thought it would go this year, being a hybrid conference.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I mean, we've spoken with many of the vendors there and they're very pleased with the traffic going through there with all the people. And it sounds like people are talking to the right people and, you know, sitting down and having face-to-face meetings, which is really kind of hard to do in a virtual environment, obviously.
It's hard to do. Yes.
These kind of spur of the moment meetings that you can only get at an in-person conference are occurring once again. So you guys seem to be leading the way once again in this area. Well done.
You know, I've spoken to all the vendors. I make it a point every year because the vendors are so important to us,
yep.
Right? They're our partners. They're also our sponsors and they're a very big part of our company and our conference. And all of them have said how important it is to have, you know, a conference that's face-to-face. You just don't get the same kind of interaction with a virtual conference. So they're all very, very pleased to be here, even though there's less traffic than some of them are used to.
Mm-hmm.
They're still finding a lot of value in being here at the hotel.
Yeah, and that's understandable because we're just kind of getting going again. So, but I have to tell you, being a person who is watching online, the online experience, I told Jeff and Rob this as well, that the online experience is pretty darn good too. I mean, all the video and the sound, the navigation, all that type of stuff has been really, really well done. So you guys actually kind of, you knocked it out of the park in that area too. So well done.
Right. Thank you. I think the online works pretty well if you're virtual, if you're not a vendor.
Right.
So if you're just looking at the session, sure, that works great.
Yep.
But if you want to interact with somebody and talk with somebody about your product or service,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing like doing it face-to-face.
Yep. Got that right for sure. We'll get back there. Well, slowly but surely. But
next year.
Exactly. 2022 for sure. So what are some of the things that you guys wanted to achieve this year with the conference? Obviously, I mean, again, in person, great speakers once again, great content. Even the credit unions are really stepping up and providing some great content as well in some of the sessions. So what did you guys want to achieve for this year? What goals did you guys want to achieve?
I think a lot of us just wanted to reconnect with people we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
So a lot of, and it was funny yesterday when I was up on the stage, I used the term old faces. Poor choice of words. I meant familiar faces.
Familiar faces, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of new faces. So there's a lot of people. It's interesting. I talked to a couple of vendors that are completely virtual and they have two people at a booth. And this is the first time those people have met each other face to face.
Oh, really?
And they work for the same company in different parts of the company.
Oh my gosh, really?
I thought that was interesting. And obviously, you know, I haven't met any of our new clients in face-to-face. But so I met a few of our new clients. You have to remember our last conference was in May of 2019. We've done a lot of conversions from May of 2019 until now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember the opening of the session, it was more longer than usual because of all the conversions we've had in that time period.
Yeah.
So that was one of them, is just reconnecting with people, you know, that we haven't seen in a long time. The other thing was letting people know what we're doing. I mean, we have our quarterly meetings and we have our quarterly calls with the CEOs and we have our newsletters and things like that, but mm-hmm. it's not the same as being able to actually, you know, chat with people about, you know, what's been happening at the company, and people have questions about what's happening, and we've been able to answer those.
Yeah, indeed. And so what are you hearing in the halls there? So, I mean, because obviously people are talking for the first time again in person and things like that. So what are you hearing in the hallways there as far as technology and business and things like that? What are some of the topics that you're hearing in the hallways?
I'm hearing a lot of excitement. I think for the most part, people like what they're hearing about Correlation, what we've done and mm-hmm. what we're planning to do. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of anticipation about, you know, what comes next for Correlation. As you know, talking with Jeff, we're excited to have the new team he's leading, which is the innovation team. And I think it's really needed Correlation, because that's really what we're all about. We're a technology company. Technology's evolving at such a rapid pace that we need to be focused on it. You know, we always have to be thinking ahead. We can't be thinking what's happening tomorrow. We have to be thinking what's happening a year from now, 2 years from now, right?
It's good to have that. Yeah, because I've talked to a gazillion people about how head spinning it is to really kind of keep focused on certain technologies and stuff out there. So to have somebody focused on the horizon, so to speak, is such a huge asset, not only for you guys, but for credit unions as well. To keep an eye on what's going on out there is just a full-time job in itself. So to have a team of folks to do that for your clients is huge.
Right. And to have people like Jeff, right, who really at heart, he is an innovator. He's a creator.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't have anybody better. And people like Carl, who's just an all-around awesome guy, mm-hmm. right? And very, very aware of all the kinds of things that are coming out in the future.
Yeah, indeed.
Emerging technologies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's a never ending process for sure. And it's just only going to get faster, as we all say. So, all righty, Hal. Well, anything else here to add to wrap up?
Any final thoughts? I'm really happy to be here. Happy to see everybody. I think I'm happier than an average year because it's been so long. I haven't been in San Diego that often, and I certainly haven't been with all the employees like this. So it really has been great. I've been to the office, but I haven't seen everybody at the same time. So this has been really good for me. I was happy to get up on the stage for a few minutes and actually talk to our clients. And you know, next time I won't ad lib. I'll just read from my script.
Well done, Hal, and congrats again on a conference in person and online as well. A huge success. I know there's still a few more hours to go, so I don't want to hold you back there. You got a busy afternoon, but thanks again for your time. And again, congratulations on a successful gathering once again.
Thanks very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime, Hal. Anytime. Be well. Be safe. Okay.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You too.